All right, welcome to the Second Court of Appeals. We have one case on our 10:30 docket. I understand y'all have checked in. It's Williams versus State, cause number 216056CR. And I believe, Mr. Stickles, you're ready to begin.
Thank you. I hate to say y'all are my test subject, but this is my first time to argue using an iPad without any paper, and I hope it works. I have been thinking for about a week what I was going to say when I got up here and a chance to talk to you. I couldn't decide if I was going to talk about how surprising it is that the state is claiming that social media is not admissible when in every criminal case, the first thing the state does is search for social media trying to prove that whoever we represent is a bad person. But what I decided to talk about is when you go to law school and you learn how to write briefs and learn how to argue, one of the first things you learn is if you are left with citing unpublished opinions and unpublished opinions from the U.S. District Court in the Virgin Islands, then you don't have much law to back up your case. And that is what the state is left with in this case, citing unpublished opinions, opinions from U.S. District Courts in places that it's hard to get to, cases from other parts of the country. But there's not any Texas cases that say that social media, as used in this instance, is inadmissible hearsay. And frankly, that's because it is not inadmissible hearsay. The facts of this case at trial were very simple. There is a deceased 2-year-old child, and that deceased 2-year-old child was either killed by Robert Williams or Fred, as he's also known, Fred Satanic Slayer LaRue. Now, Mr. LaRue is the one that made a deal with the state. And the deal he made with the state was that he was going to testify and that he would not be prosecuted for this crime, even though he's just as likely to have committed it as Mr. Williams. So being the state's witness, the state didn't want anything brought into evidence that was going to cast doubt on his testimony or show that he's probably the one that committed this crime. And so the state fought vigorously to keep out these text messages that show Mr. LaRue's state of mind towards his mother, his state of mind towards the child, and his state of mind as the person that actually committed this crime. The state's argument that these texts were inadmissible hearsay. Frankly, it's our position that not only were they not hearsay, because they were not being used to prove the truth of the matter in the text, if they were hearsay, they were an exception under the state of mind exception, because these texts clearly show Mr. LaRue's state of mind at the time that he made them. And they show his anger towards this child, and they show his anger towards his mother and Mr. Williams. And it is, we believe that the trial court wrongfully and erroneously withheld this vital information from the jury, and that if the jury had known of Mr. LaRue's state of mind, it would have made a difference because they could have used his state of mind in deciding about his credibility and deciding whether Mr. Williams was actually the one that committed this crime. You know, frankly, I'm kind of amazed that the state is at this position taking the position that social media is not admissible because every case that I've ever had with them down there, the first thing they do is they look up social media and they try to prove everything they can through it. This is one of those instances where it's not relevant according to the state because it hurts their case. And we're not here to determine whether or not this evidence hurt their case. We're here to determine whether it's admissible. And frankly, it is our opinion that the court not only erroneously withheld this evidence from the state, from the jury, but if the jury would have heard it, it would have made a difference. And we're asking for a new trial and the opportunity for the jury to hear this case using all the evidence before them. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stickles. Mr. Curl.
My name's David Curl, and I'm here representing the state, and unless the court has any questions, we'll just rely on our brief. Thank you. We'll pray for an affirmance. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you, Mr. Curl. Mr. Stickles, do you want to do a rebuttal? There's really nothing to rebut.
Well, I want to say that I successfully didn't get lost and use my iPad, so I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'm going to fully embrace this paperless system.
Well, we're trying. It's a little painful.
Kicking
at
and
times.
Screaming.
When you're old and worn out like me, it's hard to make changes, but I'm trying.
That's right. Well, thank you. Gentlemen, your case is submitted. Thank you for all your briefing and your arguments today.